Hi, this is Linda Gotch with Best Review Magazine. I'm here with John Gibson, a principal in PricewaterhouseCoopers Actuarial and Insurance Management Solutions Practice. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
John's here today to talk about his article, Future Impact, that he co-authored with Dorothy A. Woodrum, Vicki A. Fendley, and David Kay. The article discusses how the Health Reform Act and aging of baby boomers may impact medical professional liability insurance. So, John, please describe the state of medical professional liability insurance today.
Well, thanks, Lena. Since 2006, we've seen a decrease in the medical professional liabilities MPL rates. And some part of that is attributable to the state tort reforms that were passed following the last hard market. Frequency has declined, and most of the decrease is caused by frequency. And those are mostly smaller dollar claims. The large claims remain, so severity has continued at a fairly consistent rate. Lots of things have contributed to that improved environment, but certainly part of it is the drop in healthcare utilization in the last few years, which contributed to the fewer cases. And those trends have resulted in lower premium rates and improvements in insurance companies' profitability. And we think, as our paper talks about, we're at an inflection point. Things are going to change and have been changing, and that these costs will begin to increase in the coming few years.
Well, in your article, you point out that the increased use of health care providers by aging baby boomers, coupled with states' retooling of tort reform laws, are impacting medical professional liability coverage. Can you also tell us about how health care reform will also play a role in affecting this line of coverage?
Sure. And certainly there's a lot in the reform law, and there are positive and, I suppose, negative elements in there that will increase costs and perhaps decrease costs. One thing that seems certain is that more people will have access to the healthcare systems. There's an estimated 32 million new people entering the system by 2019 under the new law. And that, coupled with the number of patients who are aging, the aging baby boomers who will need more care, will add stress to an already stressed situation. And there won't be, or isn't projected to be, commensurate increases in the number of healthcare professionals. So that in and of itself could lead to more medical errors, misdiagnosis, and other things that drive medical malpractice or MPL claims. Some components of the law, however, would lead to improvements or savings, such as the federal funding for state tort reform alternatives. And so our paper goes into quite a bit of detail around the various components of the law and how they might impact MPL costs.
And our last question, how should medical professional liability writers react to these issues?
I'd say probably in two main areas. One is, as these changes come and trends change, and if we are, as we say, at an inflection point, it would be important to make sure the pricing and underwriting systems are ready to reflect that and are changing as quickly as possible to reflect those higher costs. Otherwise, profitability will suffer. A second area is the fact that the healthcare providers, hospitals are acquiring smaller hospitals and acquiring, or physicians are actually aligning with healthcare systems. So the systems are growing in size and will become larger risk bearers. They will take higher deductibles. So insurance companies and reinsurance companies have to be ready for those changes that have been occurring and will continue to occur, and adjust their expectations and their pricing and their framework accordingly.
Well, you made some great points about medical professional liability insurance, so thank you for the interview, John.
You're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was John Gibson from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and I'm Lena Gotch with Best Review Magazine.